We're going to continue through the halachas of Yom Kippur over here. So last time we talked about Mechila, and we got up till Erev Yom Kippur. So now we're at the Suda Mafsekes. So we're still eating, because there's a mitzvah to eat. Interesting, by the way, I just saw in this sefer, he thinks about every detail in this sefer, and he's able to come up with shailas that, like, no. So his shailas like this. Remember we said, that maybe the pshat why you're obligated to eat is because there's two pshat. Either because it's a sudas mitzvah of Yom Kippur, like the Shai Tshuva bin Yoin is mashma, or it's more practical because we want to make sure that you'll have korach to fast. So we said last week, what's going to be with someone that's not going to fast? He's already told now he's sick. He's not going to fast, whatever. So he says, what about someone whose bar mitzvah is on Yom Kippur? Yeah, Erev Yom Kippur. What about someone whose bar mitzvah is Yom Kippur? Is he mechayiv to eat Erev Yom Kippur? So if you say it's because there's a suda on Yom Kippur, you're mechayiv to have a suda because this is the suda of Yom Kippur, so then he's not mechayiv yet because he's not bar mitzvah today. But if it's because it has to help you fast tomorrow, on Yom Kippur, next day he's going to be bar mitzvah. So merely has to eat today.
Wow.
Interesting question. And there's a lot of people like that. Because a lot of babies are born in Yom Kippur.
Yeah, I'm sure it's at least
brings it on.
There's a lot of
365th and a little more.
A little more because the Tinus brings on. Yeah, fine. So now you do the Suda Mafsekes. You bench and you get to shul and you want to drink something. From the time that you benched at the Suda Mafsekes, are you allowed to continue eating or not? Are you allowed to eat after you've benched? Oh, very good. So a strict halacha is very good. The strict halacha seems to say, the Shulchan Aruch seems to say is that you're not accepting upon yourself the tainus just with benching of the Suda Mafsekes. However, the Mishnah Berurah says that since a lot of people think they are, so the minute kind of became that once you bench, it's as if you've accepted upon yourself the fast. And therefore, you should have in mind explicitly that when you're benching, I'm not accepting upon myself the fast until I say so. And Mamele, you can go to shul and still... Still drink the last drink of water before you start.
Is there any source to the seven sips of water, or is that just a Baba Maisa?
Baba Maisa.
What? Did you get seven sips of water?
Is that like you have seven sips of water before you start the fast?
No scientist to anything.
Right.
Now there's different things, but there's a whole slew of believe it or not, the full menu of your Suda Mafsekes is listed in Shulchan Aruch. It says what you're supposed to eat. You're supposed to have in the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch of the Mishnah Berurah. You're supposed to have chicken. So shayla, does he mean meat? You're supposed to have fish. The meaning is you have kreplach. Yeah,
the stuffed meat. Come on, I know what kreplach is.
But what's the minhag of that?
To have it Erev Yom Kippur. Yeah. Yeah, it's very... Yeah? Oh, there's a... Really? No.
I think it goes with the 7-6.
No. This... This is... You go into any Jewish store in most places, even here, I think, they have kreplach.
Of course, Kane will have kreplach. I don't think he probably...
Amazing Samus will have kreplach also.
Amazing Samus will have kreplach.
Why? Because the remez is that... the remez is like this, is that you put the kreplach in the soup. So the soup is like the mikvah, and the kreplach represents the person. And what's the ikkar of the kreplach? Dough or the meat? It's the meat. So the ikkar of the yid is the neshama.
The
outside doesn't mean so much. That's the remez. And you're supposed to eat them on Purim. You're supposed to eat them on Purim and Hoshana Rabbah and Yom Kippur, every Yom Kippur. That's the minute. That's what we do.
It's the last
Yom Kippur. Anyway, fine. But anyway, there's a whole bunch of things that you could. So you bench. Now you get to shul. You put on your talis. You have to make sure you get to shul before nightfall for two reasons. First of all, you're going to put on your talis. You can put your bracha. It's still daytime when you make your bracha on your talis. But second of all, more importantly, is that there's a mitzvah d'araisa on Yom Kippur to do Taisus Yom Kippur. To accept Yom Kippur early. Now, the Mishnah Berurah's lashon is they have to accept Yom Kippur early, and you also have to keep it late. that you have to be add on to Yom Kippur, be it b'chnisasai or be it
siyasai. I mean, it's funny. Our zman on a year like this is a little bit later than normal because we blow shofar. We don't just blow one tikkur at the end.
Oh, yeah?
You know the selichot of Mila,
Oh, yeah?
So you have to blow a little bit later because if you're doing Yom Kippur because it's part of Yom Kippur, fine, it's after Shkia is one thing. But because also of Shabbos, you can't do it on Shabbos.
Oh, yeah? That's interesting. So you're going to be a little late this year.
We blow, it depends on which area you're from, like which part, the Ottoman Moroccans, we do, is 30 tkiyas. The last, when the Kahal does Vaya, Avosham, Panama, Yikra, and they start to come out. Blowing tkiyas. And some people, some shuls have admitted that, and whoever the shofar can blow.
Yeah.
The sounds of the shofar, the idiot screaming that.
Do you have to do Havdalah?
It's very, very
interesting. How do you make a differentiation between the end of Shabbos and still?
So you know what is mine? You know what is mine? We have to have an earlier Zman of Shabbos anyway.
But do you have to do like an official leaving Shabbos?
No. Because it's part of the Yom Kippur tefillah.
It's an interesting question because you're not allowed to blow on Shabbos. I don't know how to deal with that. I'm not sure how to deal with that because if you're going to say Baruch Hamavdil, so it's not Yom Kippur either.
Right. That's
so you don't want to do that. Yeah. So anyway, but anyway, there's a mitzvah of Tesis. There's a mitzvah of Tesis.
It's the same thing.
Will you blow shofar on Yom Kippur?
No, only at the end. One tekiah at the end. One tekiah at the end.
How will you do it?
Because it's going to be after the Zman.
Same thing.
It's going to be at the end of Kaddish. So you're about to start Maariv. No, but you're about to start Maariv anyway. Fine. So you get to shul. You have to get there during the day while it's still daylight, so you can put on your talis with a bracha and accept Tosfos Yom Tov. Okay. Fine. By the way, there's an interesting shaila about the status of lighting neiros on Yom Kippur. Because we learned in the Shi'urim that we spoke about Hilchos Ner Shabbos. What's the ikur of Ner Shabbos? For the Suda. So on Yom Kippur, there is no Suda. So why are you lighting Ner Chanuk? Why are you lighting Ner on Yom Kippur? If there's no Suda. So there's an Indian of Kavod and Shambayis because you're gonna you don't want to step on anything. But the Vilna Goyen holds you to make a bracha. It seems like the Goyen, the Vilna Goyen, Meister Rav says you don't make a bracha on the Neiros of Yom Kippur because of this, because there's no Suda. So it's not for Oynik Shabbat, there's no Oynik, so therefore, but the Meister, we don't pass like the Goyen, you do make a bracha. And different reasons why. Fine, but anyway, so you make a bracha, Goyen make Shachyanu, the ladies make Shachyanu by the Neiros, the men make Shachyanu by the davening. Yeah. Okay. Now, what I want to talk about is like this, is the basic halachas are, we know, you're not allowed to eat, you know the things you're not allowed to do, you're not allowed to eat, you're not allowed to wash your hands for tainug, so you have to wash your hands only till here, right, only when you need to do that, you wake up in the morning after you go to the bathroom or whatever, anointing.
A Kohen is supposed to be washed the whole hand.
All the way?
Yeah.
I was wondering about that.
Unless maybe that's what we always do it.
Yeah?
Yeah, if they're lazy, we always wash our hands all the way.
Really?
I mean, yeah. Right? They wash their hands all the way?
They wash their hands. Yeah. But I was wondering if it was my responsibility to be...
Not to go on and work.
Okay, I don't know. I personally don't know. If that's what they do, that's what they do. Okay, now just it's interesting to note, by the way, that according to a lot of Rishonim, not the Rambam, but other Rishonim, the Isser Deraisa is only on eating and drinking. The other four are only Darabanan. Fine. Okay. Now, what I want to talk about a little bit is the halachas of a chayla, because that comes very nogeya. Okay, what's the halachas of a chayla? Someone who gets sick on Yom Kippur. Okay, so the first thing is a woman who gives birth. So the halacha is that within 3 days of when she gives birth, or she's starting to be in the birthing process, she's like a chayla, and if she says she needs food, you give her food.
You give her whatever she wants. Yeah. You have a little bit of
food.
So this is a big question. We charge for a little of them. But the very interesting psak here. So a choyla is like this. A choyla she'in boi sakana. A choyla who's not in a sakana right now, but he says he needs the food. He says he needs to eat. Okay. So a choyla she'in boi sakana. The halacha is that you give him pachas makashir. You give him a little bit to eat at a time. And you see if that works. Choyla she'in boi sakana. Achol sheish by sakana is a big machlokes. Kipshutai achol sheish by sakana. Still, even though he has a sakana, even though it's a sakana for him, he's allowed to eat. But still, you give him pachas mekashir. Right, now let's discuss what does pachas mekashir mean. Pachas mekashir means the shear that you're not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. We discussed this last week. No, that the shear you're not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur is not like the rest of the Torah, a kazayas. The shear you're not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur is a kekeseves. A shirva, why? Because the Chazal say that that here the insert of the Torah. I told someone, like, by my wedding, I had two little nephews there, and they were like shtuk, like bothering me. They were like hanging around the whole time. So Meir Shiva, he was there at the table trying to write the ksuva. So he tells the kids, he's like, "Can you go find me my place card? Go find me my place card." He tells him his name. "Go find me my place card." And then he turns to me and he said, "I replied that I'm not staying for the meal." I don't have a place card. that'll give you a few minutes. So.
Who were the kids?
My nephews. It was my wedding. He was just saying, like, let's keep them busy. How old were they? 9 and 10? I don't know.
Not little kids.
What?
Old enough to find your place card.
Yeah. Like, so it's the same thing.
With a brilliant question about
Yeah. So he said like this. He said, if you want to keep your kid busy, go tell him, find me the pasuk in the Torah that it says, do not eat on Yom Kippur. Find me the pasuk that says, do not eat on Yom Kippur.
Did you tell those kids when they got older?
It's with the place cards, right.
Did you tell those kids when they got older?
No, but I'll tell them. So, it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah, don't eat on Yom Kippur. You can look high and low. It doesn't say that. It says you should be in a state of affliction. You should keep yourself in a state of affliction, which Chazal say means don't eat, because if you eat, you're going to get out of affliction.
Is that the oral Torah?
What is?
That says don't eat.
Well, the oral, the Chazal, the what you're calling the oral law, explain that what the Torah says. Don't, when it says afflict yourself, it doesn't mean the Gemara has a tzad. Maybe it means sit out in the sun all day. Maybe it means different things. How do you know what it means? Right?
That sounds like okay.
Yeah. Sit out in the sun all day. So Chazal say no. They have a whole Omer Gemara, a full Omer Gemara that teaches you, no, it means don't eat. But you have to figure out what it means. Ask the tzidukim, how do they know not to? Ask the tzidukim, how do they know not to eat on Yom Kippur? Right? I don't know. But the point is, Chazal tells us. So therefore, the shear is different than the rest of the Torah.
Did they not eat on Yom Kippur?
Probably not, but they probably don't know why. So now, therefore, since the yisod of the Isser is to maintain a state of affliction, so Chazal say that even though the rest of the Torah, the Isser is to eat a kazayis, because that's what the Torah defines as achila, like the volume of an olive, but on Yom Kippur, the Isser, the shear is bigger than that. You're not allowed to eat the volume of a date. With the pit, a big date. Why? Because if you only eat a kazayis, you'll still be afflicted. It's not enough to get you out of this massive of affliction. Not affliction is not a good word. Maybe it is.
It's the hunger pain.
Yeah, it's not enough to get you out of that. So therefore, the shear is not a kazayis. Okay? So it's a different type of iser. The iser achila on Yom Kippur. Okay? So when we say pachas mekashir, it means you can eat a kazayis. You just can't eat a kaseves. Okay? You can eat a kazayis, but it has to be spread out so that they don't connect. Okay, because anything you eat within a certain amount of time connects. So let's say you take a bite now, a bite in 30 seconds, another bite in 30 seconds, all that is connected to one big achila. So you have to eat the shear of a kiseves. You cannot eat a shear of kiseves within 9 minutes of each other. Ramosha says the shear is in about 9 minutes. So you have to, that's the chomer de kashir. So it's a volume of a date. You gotta spread it out. Okay, it's not within 9 minutes of each other. Now on that note, it's a very interesting Shagas Aryeh, that the Shagas Aryeh wants to say that even though the rest of the, all over in the Torah, let's say you eat a piece of nevela, treif meat, but you eat it shaloi kedarkoi. You eat it shaloi kedarkoi, not in the normal way one would eat a treif piece of meat. Now, normally, how would you eat a treif piece of meat? You grill it and eat it. And here you ate it raw or whatever, something like that. So it's putter. But the Shaksari wants to say in Yom Kippur, you're chayiv. Because it still filled you up. It's a different type of issa. It still filled you up. Right? So the Paiskim, I have a stack, I'm speaking about this on Shabbat Shuvah. It's about this big, a stack of papers, talking about IV. What about IV on Yom Kippur? It fills you up, Lamaisa. So it fills you up. Is that a problem? So the Maharsham has a tshuva. Don't get nervous. But the first, I guess.
Not in a metabolic sense.
What? Right, so the mice IV is much less. What they're talking about is the original IV, which is the guy's mouth wasn't working. So it's kind of whatever. But basically, yeah, a feeding tube. But yeah, right, fine, a feeding tube. So to keep it simple. So a feeding tube. So that goes straight into the stomach. So would that be a problem? So according to the Shagasari, it should come out as a problem. We'll have to see if that's, you know, a lot of places don't hold it, that's true, but whatever. Okay, so not only that, Ramosha has a tshuva. Someone asked Ramosha, since IV is mutter, so is one mechuyiv, if you have to eat, to go on an IV before eating, because you're supposed to do the most you can to avoid doing the real isser. So since IV could be his mutter, because it's not a nachila, so am I mechuyev to go ahead? And if I am mechuyev, so I don't remember where this was, but I think there was a certain place. The only problem is that putting the thing is also an asar. Right.
Did any of the rabbis have another opinion about what affliction means?
No. It's like the chassam. It's like the.
There wasn't one that said about.
No, there was. The Gemara said, well, how do I know it doesn't mean that? But we knew it didn't mean it, but how do we know it doesn't mean it?
Now,
right, so I think there's some people that walk around the whole thing with the whole day with that IV. But Ramosha says you're not mechuyev to do that. Ramosha says you're not mechuyev to change, to go IV if you have to. Ramosha says that all the Ramosha, Shlomo Zalman says you're not mechuyev to do that. Ramosha has a very interesting svara, why you're not mechuyev to do that. What was the svara again? Very interesting svara. Oh no, Ramosha says medically, hashkafically, you're not supposed to do that. Because IV is a very interesting thing. It says hashkafically, it's not the right thing to do. Why? Because IV is medication, basically. Okay, but it's a medical procedure. So he says, who says you're allowed to take medicine for this reason? It's not so partial you're allowed to take medicine. It's a pasuk. Virapa yirape. You're allowed to take medicine, but only to get healthy. Here, you're only taking medicine to avoid being over an isser. Who says you're allowed to take medicine for that?
Point to that, then. People take those, point to that svara. There are plenty of people who take these pills before yantiv for different things.
No, that's fine.
Oh, because that's only for caffeine.
Why are you doing that? You're doing that to make you feel better. But this you're not doing to make you feel better, because if you don't take the IV, you're going to eat. Uh-huh. The caffeine, if you don't take the caffeine, you're just going to suffer. You're not going to eat, right?
Right.
So okay. It's different. Okay. Now, what?
Suppositories.
Yeah.
Take them on Yom Tov. Caffeine.
I think it's okay.
It's all right?
Yeah. I think there's a tzad that it's even okay to swallow, but you have to with no water. But that was the psak I got, at least. Okay, now, so if a person is a chayle, he's sick, and he's a chayle she'en by sakana, and he's allowed to, he's a chayle she'en by sakana, so he starts eating pachas mikashir. Interesting shayla. Pachas mikashir. Now, pachas mikashir is not so simple, because pachas mikashir is also nisr d'oraisa. So why is it so simple that you're allowed to do pachas mikashir? Right? It's also an issa d'oraisa. So it must be because if you don't do the pachas mikashir, you're going to have to end up eating. Right? So therefore it's prevented. So here's a shayla. Here's an interesting shayla. I have the shayla halacha l'maisa. Now with me, but with my family. What's the halacha like this? Very interesting. If a person knows the following, the doctor tells you, right? Let's say you're in a situation, you're going to dehydrate. If you try to fast, then by 3 in the afternoon, you're going to have to drink a full shear. But if you drink right now, you're not dehydrated. But if you drink the whole day, pachas mikashir, which is about less than an ounce every 9 minutes, if you keep on doing that, then you won't have to drink the full ounce later in the day.
It's very good.
So you're allowed to do that. On the one hand, well, I'm avoiding drinking later, but on the other hand, I'm drinking less than a shir now, which I'm not sick now, so why am I allowed to do that?
Do you know for sure you're going to need it later?
The doctor's telling you, your pastors are going to need it. For a woman who's expecting, this is a common question, right? Because.
I thought you were talking just the average.
No. A woman who's expecting. Let's say she has a certain thing. So.
Oh, then you could do it for sure.
So. What's better though? To wait till you need to?
No, to do it. All
it's a very chomer shaila.
Whatever he says, I'll say that.
So
I don't. The psak I got. I would think is that you're not. You shouldn't do it preventive now and wait till when you need it.
Right.
Maybe you will make it through the day.
Right. So if it's pretty clear that you're not going to, so the doctor is pretty sure. So I called every Yom Kippur to my yeshiva. And he said that she should start drinking now already, less than a shear.
Even though?
She should start drinking now less than a shear to prevent, because the whole heter of less than a shear is...
Before Yom Kippur?
No. Before Yom Kippur, drink as much as you can.
So what was the
question is on Yom Kippur, but you're not sick yet. No, I knew. The doctor told me before, so I called. Every Yom Kippur, I called him. I asked him, on Yom Kippur, should she start drinking first thing in the morning, less than a shear, or should she wait till 3 in the afternoon and drink the full shear?
Why should you start? He's saying it doesn't matter. She was saying, it didn't matter whether
you were saying it. I was taking care of a kid in jail, and his shayla was, I need to eat bread, and it's treif bread. And the rabbi said, yeah, so eat a shir so small that you don't need to make a bracha, and you won't need to make a bracha.
No such thing as a small shir that you don't have to make a bracha yishayna. A bracha yishayna at the end, but...
For the end,
yeah. So pachas mikashir, okay? Now, here's the other question. Let's say you have loya leinu, you have a chayla sheyesh by sakana. So a chayla sheyesh by sakana, okay, that means that he's in a dangerous, life-threatening situation, he's allowed to eat. Do you have to try to give pachas mikashir? Okay? So this is a woman giving birth, who just gave birth, that's called a chayla sheyesh by sakana, it's real chayli. Is she allowed to, you have to try to give her less than a shir, or should she go right away to a shir? So there's a tshuva from the Binyan Tzion, which is the Aruch Lener. Mom is unbelievable. And then I'm going to tell you this guy's kasha on the Aruch Lener. It's beauty. Okay? Moish, listen to this. You're going to chop enough from this question. It's a geschmack question. But anyway, Binyan Tzion says like this, that you're allowed to drink as much as you need to get out of the sakana. But if all you need to get out of the sakana is less than a shir, then you can't have more than a shir. So he says any drop that you eat more than what you need is aser.
That's scary.
So he says, the Binyan Tzion, he says, therefore, he says, it's almost impossible to know how much you need. So come, you have safek pikuach nefesh. Safek pikuach, just make sure you ate enough. But if you're only allowed to eat as much as you need. And if you eat the full shear, if you eat a full kazayis, and this is the way he says it, if you ate a full kazayis and you only needed to eat a half a kazayis, you're chayiv karis. Because you ate a kazayis. Now what's the question on that? Oh, because half of it you're allowed to. So you only over chatzis shear, that's the kasha on the Binyan Tzion. But the point of the Binyan Tzion is you're not allowed to eat more than what you need. Okay, comes Reb Chaim Brisker. Usually we don't say over halachas from him. Usually it's in Lomdus, you know. But the Brisker of brings down over here from Reb Chaim, very important thing. Brings down from Reb Chaim that Reb Chaim held like this, that he was a Rav in Brisk, and he said whenever a chayli would come to my Yom Kippur, he would just tell him eat a shear. Don't come back here later. Eat a shear. So they all ask him, when do you eat a shir? But maybe give him less pachas mikashir. Maybe we should try to do pachas. So Zok Tupchaim like this. He says, Meiro ba, b'chol chayla sheyesh bei sakana, kigoyin, maka shel chalal v'chadoyme, sheyoichlu oise b'yom ha-kipurim, kol tzorkoi v'loi pachas mikashir. Why? Omar Hatam, he said the reason is, d'kivan shu kvar chayla sheyesh bei sakana, since he already is a chayla, hare yom ha-kipurim nidche loi, l'chol ha-moyil yoiser l'refuasai. Yom ha-kipurim is nidche for him. So since, therefore, shebichlal ze gam chizuk gufay, he says a geshmaka thing. He says this guy that's a schoyle sheyesh shein by sakana. What is he allowed to do? Is he allowed to just get out of the sakana, or is he allowed to get healthy again? What do we allow him to do? on Yom Kippur. So most people understand that you're just allowed to get out of the sakana. So since you're just allowed to get out of the sakana, so memela, you're only allowed to eat less than a shir. So Dr. B'chaim, no, the heter is you're allowed to get healthy again, because now you're sick. So we want you to get healthy. You're allowed to get healthy. You're allowed to, what everything you eat is going to go in to getting you healthy. So if you're allowed to eat more than the shir, you need to get out of the sakana. That's a huge chiddush, no? That's what he says. He says, "V'omar atam dekiven shu kvar choyla sheyes bo sakana harayom kipurim nitcha lechol hamoyil." Anything will help him. Yoisel lerfuasei shebechlal ze gam chizakufay.
I thought he was going to say that if you tell him to eat more than you need, then it's bad. People would be afraid to eat even what they need because they don't want to go over that imaginary line. So he's talking about the beginning, have the whole thing, and now you need to get.
Okay,
I hear. He would say that's not what he says.
Yeah.
So he's telling you it's lesser because he already gave you permission. You know, he doesn't want you to go a little less than you know, thinking you could make it.
Yeah, anyway, but this is what he says. What?
They wait till the last minute.
Do anything, it's true.
Okay, but this is a chiddush of Reb Chaim that you're allowed to.
I once had a kind of an issue. It wasn't sakana, but I went there to show the year after I was learning. I went to Yom Kippur. I got sick. Either I wasn't used to ordering them, but I was so sick. Even my Yom Kippur. I mean, sure.
Okay, so now someone who has to lemaisa eat on Yom Kippur, someone who has to eat on Yom Kippur full-fledged food. So, is there an inyan? First of all, if the person has to drink water, are they allowed to drink juice? They have to drink a cup of water. Is there any reason that they should not drink a cup of juice or a cup of, or do you say, listen, you get away with the, you're not supposed to afflict yourself. You're not supposed to afflict yourself, right? So it's like the guy, they hold a gun to his head and they say, here, you have to eat this chafe sandwich. And they say, eat the chafe sandwich. No. Well, if you don't eat the chafe, I'm going to beat you. No, I'm not going to eat it. Well, if you don't eat the chafe sandwich, I'm going to shoot you. Okay. Well, can you put some... onions and ketchup on it while you're at it, you know. So, Lamaisa, do you say no? You're allowed to drink water, but you're still an Indian of Inui, so don't drink more. So that lalach is no. Once you're drinking, it doesn't. There's no extra chiyev. It's not less Inui because you drank different to drink. Okay, now it's like this. Someone's going to eat on Yom Kippur. What's with Kiddush and benching? Do you say Yalav Yavoi and benching? Let's say you eat bread on Yom Kippur. Do you say Yalav Yavoi and benching? And do you make Kiddush?
I would say you don't make Kiddush.
And it is a Yontif.
It is a Yontif. So we said that the only reason why really you should have a Sudan Yom Kippur. Really you should have a Sudan Yom Kippur, right? Just why don't you have a Sudan Yom Kippur? Because you have to fast. But now that I'm not fasting, I may as well have a Suda. Right? Adar Abba. It could be I'm a chuyiv to have a Suda.
We'll look good for the people. Then you said you get killed if you go over that line.
Right, okay, yeah, so you gotta be careful about the killing, you know, about
so
that.
Maybe
but
you get killed, but you said a Suda.
Isn't there this law that in jails or something that you give the guy whatever he wants his last meal?
There is, but they're thinking of getting rid of it because people have been abusing it. They order so many things. Recently, somebody ordered like all kinds of things, and then it arrived and said that. And they got upset. They ordered all kinds.
It's such
ten of this.
You know what they should do? They should kill them just to show.
So they said that's ridiculous. They're spending $500 giving him his last meal, and he didn't eat it.
Well, nice. This whole thing is such a goyish idea. That's what.
Humane.
That's what. Humane.
That's what it's supposed to be.
That's humane. What. I'm not talking about humane, not humane, but the guy's sitting there. The Gemara says, you know, it's this vart. It's mamash this vart. That the Gemara says. The Gemara says. The Gemara says that if you, it's mamash this idea. The Gemara says that if you're about to do an avera, there's certain things you should do. Say crash, whatever. And if not, you should be maskir yom hamisa. You should remember the day you're gonna die. That will save you from averas. So the question is, the Bali Musa asked that Esav came to Yaakov and he said to Yaakov, I'm about to die, give me the thing. So Yaakov said, do sell me the Bukhara, which is obviously a big Avera. And Esav said, fine, I'll sell it to you. So they all ask, well, he was masked the Yom HaMisa. He said, I'm going to die. Why didn't that save him from the Avera? Yeah? So they say, because what's the idea of being masked the Yom HaMisa? The idea is, if you're masked the Yom HaMisa, you're gonna realize you want to hop a rhine as much as you can of what you feel is important. So ultimately, you know Torah and Mitzvah is important, you're going to try to chop a rhine more. But Esav, if he's masking Yom HaMisa, I'm about to die, I got to chop a rhine more so I can get more Elam Hazeh. That's what's important to him. It's exactly this word. The guy's about to die. Does you think that's better? You're about to die, who cares if you're going to have another steak sandwich? I don't get it. What's the Havamina? Why is that?
It doesn't make sense.
This is a tradition for thousands of years. It's not like a new thing. The last meal has been.
I know, it's just strange that it's like.
That's what they give. That's the last request.
Last request.
Usually a meal.
Last request should be a black amara or something. Chaperain something. Well, what's this going to help you this in 5 minutes from now? What is this going to help you in 5 minutes from now? If you say a perikatilim, that's going to, after you die, it's also going to help you.
So maybe they should tell it. They should let people pick which perikatilim.
Yeah, that's what that makes more sense to me.
Why don't you try to get them to do that?
A person's about to die, so what do they do? That's what they do?
It's a pleasure.
But don't you come to the point already that you realize that pleasure is useless? When do you get to that point? Already when you're 6 feet under? It doesn't. There's no moment. There's no moment
with all the Esavs of the world.
I'm saying there's no moment.
It's only not about us. I mean,
I'm saying it's a mussar for us. But I'm saying
between now and having.
You're right. Of course, it is a mussar for us. It is a mussar for us. But I'm saying, doesn't it come to a point where a person realizes that this all this stuff didn't get me anywhere in life? I need another sandwich.
Whoa. He doesn't know there's anything after life.
I'm saying it's so. Okay. Anyway.
The choice between eating what you would enjoy and eating what you wouldn't enjoy. Why not go with what you would enjoy?
Why not? Because in 5 minutes from now, you're not going to enjoy either of it.
But they don't have anything that they think.
Well, right. Anybody you can tell that to 5 minutes from now, what I know you're going to have.
Exactly. Monsieur Sisharm says that's why the whole food business is a bunch of baloney.
At the end of the day, you have to utilize that for the proper thing, but it's still a.
Okay, it's a taiva.
That's still good money, man.
What?
I just tell my wife that when I have her Friday night soup, if I had to have my last meal, this is what I was going to
do. Okay. So.
You wouldn't choose it?
So they buried the Aviezer of Shach with his Aviezer, with the sefer he wrote in his kever.
Are you allowed to do that?
He asked that. I don't know if he asked, whatever, but... Whatever. Okay, anyway,
there's a story in there, right?
Right.
I don't think it's
no one knows.
People are much more shagun. Anyway.
Stuff that was out of season that he had to wait 6 months.
Yeah, okay, fine. So anyway.
I don't think any stories are true.
Never, yeah?
I believe that they could be true. That's what they say about all the Hasidic stories. You don't have to believe it.
Come back later.
And the guy who orders a Diet Coke, he's called an optimist.
Yeah?
So... Right. So the exactly. So okay. So the ma'aseh halacha is that you say yalav yavai in ma'aseh and benching. If you eat on your kippur, if you have to, your person's a chayla, they say yalav yavai in benching. But it's a shal on kiddush. So ma'aseh it's a bracha levatala, so you shouldn't make kiddush. That's the halacha. Interestingly, yeah. So you don't make kiddush, but you do say yalav yavai. Okay. Now
you make them any food.
A regular bracha you do. Yeah, now, are you allowed to smell food on your kippur? You walk into your house. See, my wife, for example, she puts up a cholent, Arab Yom Kippur, so she doesn't have to worry about warming up food for the kids. So the kids have warm, hot food. So that way, it's like, you know...
I mean, I told you, Yom Kippur. Wow. Yeah. So now the question is,
it's a main special thing.
For the kids and stuff like that. So it's a Yom Tif. See, I'm gonna finish with this void that I'm about to say, but hold on. But before that, but the Maisa Mishabura has a Shaila. Are you allowed to pass by deliberately, pass by a place with a tray of food to smell it?
Yeah.
No. So someone which is Osir Bahana, like Chametz Bepesach, you're not allowed to pass by a baker because it's Osir Bahana. But someone which is not Osir Bahana, like Treif Nevela, it's not Osir Bahana, so theoretically you should be allowed to. But still the Mishnah Berurah says you're not supposed to because it's a Gzeira, but if it smells good, they end up coming to eat it. So what about Yom Kippur? You walk into the house and now all of a sudden you have this chant. Is there a reason that you should be careful if it smells good not to do that or not to smell it?
No, you know you're not going to eat it.
This Sefer is Masupik about it. It's an interesting question.
I think it would make it affliction.
What's that? You don't smell food on Yom Kippur?
That's what I'm talking about.
Which makes it better.
Something which is going to give you a taiva to want to eat it.
Something it's not the issue of smelling
good. No, I'm saying, but it just has the taiva to come to eat it, right? Now, another...
Yom Kippur, you're strong.
Okay. But still, you never trust yourself. You know why there's a minhag in Shulchan Aruch? There's a minhag in Shulchan Aruch. I'll get to it later. And Yom Kippur, you're strong. Never trust yourself. On Mincha and Yom Kippur, okay? Mincha, finally, after Shachris and Musaf, and we're pounding the whole day, and now we're getting to Minchas right before Neil, we're all excited, right? So what Parsha do we lay in? What do we lay in on Mincha and Yom Kippur? We lay in the Parsha in Achrimas that talks about all these Suri Arayas, who you're not allowed to marry. So why are we laying that in Yom Kippur? What's Shaychus Yom Kippur? So it says, because that, the Halacha says, because that's the day that all the women come to Shul, and they're dressed nice, and we're afraid that you may get a taiva for one of the women. So therefore, we're laying that parasha.
Is that true?
Yes, it's a shulchan. It's Gemara. That's how low we are. You understand how low we are? Don't trust yourself for a minute. That's the point. That's the mussar. That's what I'm telling you. You think you're on. Don't trust yourself. Chazal, no. You can't trust yourself. You can't trust yourself for a minute. That's the point.
The Kohen Gadol can't marry an Almana because when he goes to Kohen Kishosh, he's going to have Keshbonis that he's going to kill the husband so he can marry her.
So that's just now our Kohen Gadol again, and it just tells you about us, not about him. now, Lemaisa, another important thing that Mishabura talks about is making 100 brachas on Yom Kippur. Because and you're normally on a Shabbos, you make up 100 brachas with what you're eating. On Yom Kippur, you're not going to get to 100 brachas. If you add up all the davenings and everything, there's no 100 brachas because you're not eating anything.
How do you do it?
So that's why there's meaning to smell besamim on Yom Kippur. So you get some extra brachas that way.
How many times can you do that?
Don't do it too often, but you can do it a couple times.
Okay.
Well, a few times. I don't know what this year is, but you can do it every. You can
because you could eat every 9 minutes. You could drink every 9 minutes.
Talking about Achilles Pras. But
how often can you do that?
And it's a legitimate question. I don't have a good answer. I guess it's the point where you already forgot about the previous Hana.
So it could be every 20 minutes, every half hour.
Every 20 minutes, every half hour, you probably technically could.
You're not having a mind for the next.
Correct.
I take a snack.
In Lakewood Yeshiva, they have a whole bunch of them set up outside. Every time you walk out, you know, you can grab one and make a bracha.
But anything that
what?
You
okay, how else? So obviously you're saying
Asher Yatzar. That you're going to want to eat it.
You can't eat that
lemon,
stuff.
You know, a lemon.
What are you doing? So how else you do it is like this. What you do is that if you're quiet during certain brachas, for example, you could have, you. Why?
I don't know.
Oh, because this thing.
You want to eat it?
It looks like in the Sefer he's Mekel, that you don't have to be machmer on the smelling thing. I wouldn't be dafka do it.
I did dafka, like I should have.
What did you say about the chumim?
Because it helps revive me. Anything that smells the chlal, it gets you going.
Do you like a coffee?
That's a great smell.
I can't have a coffee. That's like the one thing that I want in the morning is a coffee. So
at least you smell it.
I just don't pop open the coffee, smell it, and I feel like it helps me.
I hear. Okay.
You can do that. I would have to make it.
Right, I think you could do that.
You could do that.
You could have it, yeah.
And you can
now it's like this. The
but you can't get it through the drive-thru.
What were we just talking about?
the smelling difference.
No, no. The other way to get the brachas is that you should have in mind, and you should have in mind, you should have in mind to listen to the Chazaras Hashatz. So when the Hashatz is saying that you're yotze another seven brachas with him, and also with the Haftorah, when the person says the brachas on the laning, you should have in mind I'm being yotze with that. A lot of times people talk or they're not listening to the Haftorah, okay, or the brachas on the Haftorah. On Yom Kippur, if you listen to the brachas on the Haftorah, you get another extra brachas that way.
Yeah, the morning and noon.
Okay. Now, one thing I just want to say, okay, we didn't get to the halachas of Havdalah and all that, but one thing I want to say is like this. On Yom Kippur, people are always like in a serious mood. Everyone's all serious all of a sudden, right? No, like, no one knows I should talk to the guy, I shouldn't talk to him. It's all serious, you know, mood. Be'etzem, Matzisil Salam used to always say, really, Yom Kippur is the happiest day of the year. We should be jumping for joy, running around. This is Yom Kippur, Gevaldik, right? So why are we all nervous? So I said last year, I think of Emes Dikavar. Really, Yom Kippur is the happiest day of the year. We should be thrilled. What you have to be serious about on Yom Kippur is that you have to be serious because you want to be concerned. You're concerned that maybe you're not taking advantage of the day. That's where the seriousness comes from. The seriousness is not because it's a serious day. The seriousness and the being all solemn and everything is because it's such a happy day, such an opportunity that I don't want to lose it. I don't want to mess it up. So I'm so afraid of the, I'm so afraid of losing the day, squandering the opportunity. That's why I'm serious. But yeah, that covers over the real emotion. The real emotion is supposed to be happy. You're supposed to be joyful. You just want to be serious because you want to make sure you take advantage of it. But if you really understood what the day is about, it's a happy day. It's the happiest day of the year.
Rabbi, the Kuzbo. We get that before you.